Eternal love. There's nothing you can do to lose the love of that which created you. God is the love in which you forgive. God is the love in which you forgive. God is the love in which you forgive. God is the love. Your happiness is the decision you must make. Your happiness is the decision you must make. The peace of God, the peace of love, that's what you really want. You want to know you are safe. You want to feel fulfilled. You want to feel inspired. Don't forget, your happiness and your function are the same thing. Your happiness and your function are the same thing. When you're truly fulfilling your function, you're going to feel truly joyful and truly happy and truly fulfilled when you're fulfilling your function. And God's will for you is perfect happiness. Your Creator's will for you is perfect happiness. I choose to side with God's will for happiness for me. And remember that you are never upset for the reason you think. You are never upset for the reason you think. You are spirit. You are free. You are not a victim of the world you see. You need not believe these ideas. You need not accept these ideas. You need not even welcome these ideas. Some of the ideas you hear tonight, you're going to find hard to believe. And some of these ideas are going to be quite startling. But just remember, you're not here to judge at all. It's the use of the ideas. Using it will give the ideas meaning to you and will show you that they are true. Bless the world by blessing yourself. Bless everyone in here by blessing yourself, because you are blessed. You are truly blessed as a child of God, as a child of love, as a child of light. So then, you're going to be on page 448 in the text. This section is called The Responsibility for Sight. The Responsibility for Sight. The Responsibility for Sight. The Responsibility for What You See. Your Responsibility for What You See. Your Responsibility. Now, when I go through the Course in Miracles, I'm going to read, and I may repeat certain sentences over and over again and put some emphasis. I might do some chanting. I might do some affirming. In other words, I might do anything. Okay, whatever it takes. Because the Course in Miracles says that the name of the game is just remembering. So I'm going to read the first paragraph, and then I'm going to share with you what it means. The Responsibility for Sight. We have repeated how little is asked of you to learn this course. How little of you is asked of you to learn this course. It's the same small willingness you need to have your whole relationship transformed to joy. It's the little gift you offer to the Holy Spirit, for which Holy Spirit gives you everything. The very little on which salvation, which is peace, rests, you are being asked for the tiny change of mind by which your crucifixion is changed to resurrection. And being true, what you're being asked is so simple then it cannot fail to be completely understood. It's so simple that it can't fail to be completely understood. Rejected, yes, but not ambiguous. So if you choose against this simple answer now, it will not be because the answer is hidden, but rather that this little cost seemed, in your judgment, to be too much to pay for peace. So, let's see what we were told. So First Spirit just told me to get rid of the idea that there's a lot being asked of me to learn this course. All I need is a little bitty small willingness. How many people in here are pretty good at having small willingness? Okay, so far everybody's on the same wavelength, right? Can you all do a little bit of willingness?
Yeah.
All right. Then it said, it's the little gift you offer to Spirit, for which Spirit gives you everything. It's just a tiny change of mind. And what we're going to be told is going to be so simple that if we don't do it, it won't be because we didn't understand what we were told. If we don't do it, it'll just be because we reject it and we feel like it's just too much to do to have peace. That's what we were just told. We're not being asked to do anything but have a little willingness. What we're going to be asked to do is simple. If we don't do it, it just won't be because we didn't understand. It'll just be because we just don't want to do it. Okay. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. So this is the only thing you need to do for vision. This is the only thing you need to do for happiness. This is the only thing you need to do for release from pain. This is the only thing you need to do for the complete escape from sin. What the Course says sin is talking about the complete escape from attack, from guilt, the complete escape from believing that you could do something so intense that you could even be forgiven or loved by that which created us. This is the only thing you need to do. It will be given to you. The release from the pain will be given to you. The happiness will be given to you. The release from pain will be given to you. And it says, say, now this is what's really deep, say only this. Didn't say understand only this, believe only this, agree with this. It just said what?
Say it.
Just say it. But mean it with no reservations to say it. For here the power of salvation lies. And the Course describes salvation as healing, forgiveness, and right-mindedness. So healing, forgiveness, and right-mindedness, the power of it lies in saying this. Now, I'm going to say it, because I've learned over the past 28 years, if I would just say it with no reservations, I get a healing in the situation within myself or outside of myself that I'm dealing with. So when I come to these classes, I come to these classes, first of all, mostly to remind myself of the truth. Because I don't hear it on the news, I don't see it on TV, I don't see it in the movies, and most people that I know are talking victim consciousness. So the purpose of this group is to come together to empower ourselves and to remember who we are, that we're loved, and that we're these spiritual beings having a human experience. But that's not all that we are. And if we create our experience through our consciousness, our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions, create the reality that we live in. Okay? So when I just say it, even if I don't necessarily believe it, I find I get the healing. So that's why I was saying, we can just reject it. You know, a person can just choose not to say it. But you can't say what I just said. It's hard to understand. Is there anybody in here don't know what say this means? Okay. And it's perfectly okay if you don't. It's okay if you don't. It's okay if you don't. All right? So everybody got me?
Yeah.
It's okay if you don't. I'm not trying to convert anybody. I'm trying to convert me. I want to believe the love. I want to believe the truth. Okay? All right? Because if I didn't love you, I'd try to imprison you and not respect your right to choose for yourself. So part of my love for you is I don't care. I love you so much, I don't freaking care.
Thank you.
Okay, whether you believe me or not, or accept it, or do it, because there's enough people giving you a hard time that's trying to fix you, think they care, and trying to control you, and they want you to be a certain way. I don't care. I love you, so I don't care. You're free. Okay, we clear?
Yeah.
All right. That's what kind of people I'm going to be around.
Yeah.
The ones that trust I have the power of God within me to tap within myself, that I got my own connection to Source. I can make that connection to Source. That's where I'm coming from. Okay. So I want you to be peaceful, and I want you to have peace so much that I'll admit I do not know what your own best interest is. I don't know what's best for you. I don't know. All right, so you come to listen to a person who doesn't know.
So cool.
Okay, that's slightly different from what people usually come to see. They usually want to come hear people that know. Okay, if you're really smart, you want to come and hear who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person who doesn't know is the person that's saying, I'm open to the answer. I'm not closed. The people who know are the ones who never get answers. They're just looking for what? Their answer.
Right.
The one they made up.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for me to say whatever it is they made up that the answer is. And so if I say what you already believe, then you agree with me. If I say something you don't believe, then you don't agree with me. So really what we're looking for is a confirmation of what we already believe.
Yeah.
But what you already believe is what's producing the reality that sucks. So, if I'm going to be helpful, you should be listening to me say a lot of stuff you don't believe. If you're hearing something new, or you're getting reinforced what you do believe and you want to believe it more. Is that cool? All right. So this is what we have to say, and I'll say it a couple of times. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I will achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I will achieve, and everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. Now, let me break that down. Let's take statement number one. I am responsible for what I see. I am responsible for what I see. I'm looking out at you, but I'm responsible for what I see. I am responsible. Now, if you want to get the true meaning of that really quick, substitute how for what, and you'll see what it's saying.
Uh-huh.
I am responsible for how I see. It's the same as saying I'm responsible for what I see. So whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're seeing in your life right now, whatever you're feeling in your experience right now, you are responsible for how you are seeing this moment, and you are responsible for how you're feeling in this moment. Like everybody in here, however you're feeling, it's not my responsibility. I'm not causing it.
you're responsible for what you're seeing. And it's not the two things, the Course says. You're either seeing love, which is freedom, which is peace, which is joy, or either you're seeing fear, which is guilt, which is discomfort, which is lack, which is sickness, which is attack, which is separation. So whatever I'm seeing, however I'm seeing right now, I'm responsible for it. If I'm looking at you and I'm feeling good about it, I'm responsible for looking at you and feeling good about it. If I'm looking at you and feeling afraid about it, I'm responsible for looking at you and feeling afraid about it. If you're looking around the room and you don't like what you see, you're responsible for the fact that you don't like what you see, because you're the one that's determining your perception of what you're seeing. So do you get that? Everybody in here, are you or are you not responsible for how you are experiencing this moment? Anybody in disagreement about that? Anybody in disagreement? You don't have to agree with me, but does anybody question that you are the one that's responsible for how you see in this moment and hearing me right now and feeling right now? Everybody with me? Okay.
It's that way all the time.
Okay. It's that way all the time. But what about what my boss said to me this morning? You're responsible for what you saw. You're responsible for how you're reacting to it. You're responsible for what you're seeing. You are the one that's determining how you're going to see what your boss did. What about my partner? It can't apply to them. Yes, Penelope. It applies to them too. How you're feeling about your partner right now, you're responsible for what you're seeing. Whether you're seeing somebody that you think is attacking you or hurting you or betraying you or not being the way you want them to be, or whether you're seeing your savior, someone that's helping you, moving you along, the best thing you ever had in your life, you're the one that's responsible. If they pick their toes at the table, you're the one that's responsible for whether you see that as revolting, or you're also responsible, you're the one that says, isn't that cute? Because you know at the beginning of the session is everything is cute. So if it's the beginning of the relationship, they might get away with it. And 6 months later, when you're disillusioned because you didn't get your script, they put their foot up on the table, you might cut it off. Ha! You know, but in the beginning, oh, I love your little long toenails. Can't do no wrong, right? We know how it is in the beginning. Why? What changed? It's the same body. Why is it that now when you look at them, it's like, you know, and then when you saw him at first, it was same body. What's different? I am responsible for what I am seeing. I changed my mind about something. All right. Everybody in agreement? We don't have to be, but is it making sense? All right. So everybody got line one. Any questions about it? So I'm not saying you're responsible for all the starving people in the world, that you're responsible for all the pain that you see in the world, that you're responsible. Because I use, when people first hear that statement, I'm responsible for what I see, sometimes they'll take it as a personal responsibility for what's physically happening with everything around them. They're responsible for it. You are response-able. You are response-able. Okay, you have response-ability. Right? You have response-ability. Okay, all right. Okay, take a breath. All right, next line. I welcome questions and comments. I love them. It gives me a chance to channel Cy Bubba. I'm Cy Bubba. Of course, the miracle teaches that the reason we got in hell and fear in the first place is we remembered not to laugh. So be sincere about your spiritual path, but please don't be serious about it. You know, how serious you are will not get you there. And most truth students are very serious. You felt serious. That's going to get knowledge. You need to lighten up. That's why angels fly. because they take themselves so lightly. Okay? So we need to lighten up. Okay? Now here's the next statement. Taking it slow, because this, remember, he says this is the key to having vision, happiness, and the release from pain given to you. Keywords, given to me. I want it given. I'm after the gifts. I want to receive my gifts. You don't have to earn gifts. So that means, have you ever thought really horrible of yourself and still had somebody give you a birthday present? So there wasn't necessarily a connection between you receiving the gift and what you thought about yourself, because it was a gift. But if it was something you had to earn, then you would feel like you had to make yourself a good enough person to get the gift. And I'm saying that's not this teaching. This is about gifting. You can be gifted a relationship that's beautiful. You can be gifted a perception that's beautiful. You can be gifted, gifted, gifted. I'm ready for my gifts. What about you? Don't you want some gifts? You're really enthusiastic about your gifts. I can tell y'all really believe you deserve. You ready for your gift? Yeah. Okay. I choose the feelings I experience.
Wow.
Love, fear, jealousy, anger, happiness, safety. I choose the feelings I experience. I have a variety to choose from, but I'm choosing for anger. I have a variety to choose from, but I'm choosing for peace. I have a variety to choose from, I'm choosing for happiness. I choose the feelings that I experience. Now, it looks like we have feelings that happen before we can catch ourselves. It just looks like the feelings just take over. Before you know it, you have the feeling, right? Mm-hmm. That's nothing but a decision that you made so fast you don't even remember making it. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Every feeling you have is just a decision and a choice you made so fast you don't even remember making the decision to be angry, because you made the decision so fast that all you're doing is experiencing the effect of the decision that you made so quickly that you don't even remember doing it. That's deep. I'm choosing the feelings I experience. And I always like to use an example to show you that you can change a feeling in an instant, so therefore you don't have to react emotionally the way that you react, even though it's like in some situations you can't help yourself. That's because those programmers are so intense. Like there are relatives that you can meet, and your mother or something, you know, and a brother or sister, and before you know it, you find yourself reacting the same way you did when you were a child. Because it's so programmed that when you see them, you make a decision to react this way, and then you forget you made the decision to act this way. And so you say, I couldn't help it. So whenever you say, I couldn't help that, you just said, I made a decision so fast I couldn't help it. I made a decision so fast I didn't help it. I'm just making fast decisions. And I make fast decisions whenever I lose my temper. It's a fast decision. I'm making a fast decision about my life right now. What? I feel like I can't help but feel depressed. Why? Because I'm making the decision to be depressed so fast that I don't even remember that I made that decision. And depression always comes from a sense of not being able to have what you want. That's all depressed, but they think that they can't have what they want. So they don't know that they made the decision to feel depressed. Not only that, they think feeling depressed is what's going to help them feel better. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
I'm going to sad my way into spectacular joy. I'm going to be the dullest person in the room to the point I turn lively. I'm going to have stimulating conversations from my quietness and not talking to anybody. I'm going to make friends tonight by never saying hello or making eye contact with anybody. And then I'm going to wonder why I'm not increasing my social life. I can't understand why people didn't ask me out. I can just see somebody sitting across from you going, God, I can't wait to get with that person. What, who, that person over there? What person the one that's sitting like this? And then they leave and go, I went to that Course in Miracles group and nobody was really friendly. You're saying, keep the hell away from me. I'm afraid. Okay? And some people will recognize that as your call for love and they'll extend anyway. But most people won't. Because you have to be really conscious to see a face like that and know the person wants to meet you. I'm serious. I'm serious. It's so, like you said, simple. Simple. Let's see, that's simple. That's simple. The power of a smile will blow your mind. All right. What I'd like to do right now is I'd like for us to try a little experiment, okay? I want you to pretend that you can smile. Get it? And look around. Now, we're pretending. We're not really smiling happily. Okay, did you see instantaneously the difference of the energy in the room when we smiled at each other? Even if we didn't mean it. And don't say you can't do something that you don't mean. We do that all the time. We're experts at acting in ways we really don't feel, pretending something that's not true for us. And the Course says, okay, just go ahead and do it. And you'll see everything transform. I choose the feelings I experience. So I can decide to like you even if you don't like me. I love the power of being in control of who I care about. It gets drunk with power. I feel drunk with power. It doesn't matter what you think. I like you whether you like it or not. You can't do anything about it. I'm sorry, I gave it up. I'm giving it up. I've decided to bring love into this experience, and I've decided to appreciate everybody in this room, whether you appreciate this moment with me or not. I'm drunk. Power. What about you? And you can decide that no matter what I do, you're not going to like me. Or you can decide you will. You choose the feelings you experience. You choose it. You choose it, you choose it, you choose it, you choose it. Yes, how you feeling right now, you choose it. Yes, how you felt today, doing the things you went through, you chose it. There were other feelings you could feel, but you chose that. Now I'm going to show you how you can change a feeling instantly, and I'll give you an example of how to do that. Would you like instantaneous change of feeling?
Yeah.
Okay. Example. I bump into you. You might think that I did it on purpose, and now you are mad. That's how you feel. I tell you, I'm sorry, it was an accident, I tripped. You instantly feel okay. It didn't take you 2 weeks, you didn't go to therapy, and you didn't go to a sweat lodge. All of a sudden, as soon as you change your interpretation of what happened from this person purposely tried to hit me to they tripped, your emotional reaction to that person changed instantly. 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 So what causes an instant change of feeling and emotion? Your interpretation of the situation and what happened. So if you want to change your feelings about anything you're going through right now, you have to change your interpretation of what you're going through right now. So if you cuss me out, and I see you're cussing me out as you have a deep call for love, you are afraid. Something went really wrong today. You need some love. Give me a hug. Then I would respond to you without anger. If I interpreted what you were doing as an attack on me, and I didn't like it because it's not the way I think you should be, then that's going to be the feeling that I choose, and I'm going to be mad at you. But what was the difference? The way I chose to interpret the behavior. I didn't try to get her to change her behavior. I had to change the way I perceived her behavior. And what most people don't realize is that when you can honestly change your perception, more times than not, the physical situation or personal behavior just seems to change on their own. All those people you've been trying to change would change automatically, so it would seem, the once you change your interpretation of them. Your mama's not changing. All right, she's going to be the way she's been. And just because you studied the course doesn't mean she's studying the course. Because I'm studying the course doesn't mean my child is studying the course. So if I study the truth, walk out of the room, expect everybody else to be different, I'm missing the whole point. They didn't come to the class. You did. So it would be you that would need to change your interpretation of what you're seeing for you to have peace. And if you do, honestly do it, consistently, you'll start to notice that the people who seem like they would never change either change, or you don't get upset about it anymore. And either one of those responses is a win-win for you. Either they're the same and you don't care because you cooled out, you're so happy you can't even get caught up in their fear, or they'll seem to change and you're no longer caught up in it, which is a win-win situation. So I choose the feelings I experience, and you're choosing the feelings you experience. Any questions, any thoughts about anything you've heard? Or just comments. It might be a question. You can just share your thoughts.
When I first heard that, that was very startling, and I could not accept it, and I fought it a lot, and I am beginning to see more and more and more. That is true all the time. It's taken some time for me to see it.
Yeah, correct perception is acquired.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like you learn to see it crazy, you have to learn to see it sanely. Anybody else? Yeah, Laura?
What I feel is that when I see somebody differently, it almost seems like they've changed because they react to me differently because I'm reacting.
Hello?
To them.
Hello? Hello?
When I act lovingly, it's just seems like other people around me feel that.
Yeah, you tend not to want to hit a loving person upside the head with a bat. You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody being pretty loving, you tend to be cooled out with them, you know? Right. You're exactly right. Here's the challenge, though. If I don't love myself, if I think I'm worthless and pitiful and pathetic, then I'm going to attack and shy away from the people who love me and treat me wonderfully, and I'm going to be attracted to the people who abuse me, misuse me, and don't treat me right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know I saw you. Your hair stood up and changed color. You were blonde when you came. You were blonde at first, now you're red. Don't tell me the course don't transform you.
All that happened.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We got this whole thing represents our mind. The Course says we have a split mind. That means one half our mind is sane and loving, and so it would see a loving world. And then the other part of our mind is afraid. And it thinks it's separate, and there's $4 gas bugging it. All right. And that part of the mind sees a frightening world where it looks like there's so many things that can get us. You know what I'm saying? So the Course says that's all going on in our mind. So when you're in the fear part of your mind, you see the upset and stuff. When you're in the same loving God part of your mind, you see the loving part. So if I live in the insecure, fearful part of my mind, then I only believe in that which represents the fearful, insecure, painful thing. So I actually believe more in the people who are negative, so to speak, than I would in the people who were loving. As a matter of fact, if I'm in the fearful, separate part of me, I'm suspicious of these people. So when they come, they actually scare me more, and I shy away from them because I think they're really trying to get something. So love, now this is the problem with love. Love waits on welcome, not on time. It doesn't take time to receive love. It takes welcome to receive love. So if I'm attacking and not appreciating who's being loving to me, he says, of course, this love always departs peacefully because it doesn't want to increase your fear. So if being around me is upsetting you and I care about you and I can't seem to change that perception, out of my love for you, I'm going to leave. I'm love. I'm not going to try to force myself on you. Now, fear, on the other hand, people who are in fear and hate and upset, people who are insecure and don't know what love is, they try to force themselves on you whether you want them there or not. So fear enters of its own volition. Love would never come unless it was welcome. I'm sure, especially ladies, I'm sure you probably had that experience of maybe a man pursuing you or wanting you who you didn't want. Or you sitting somewhere and they just feel okay about just showing up and intruding right in your space, because that's what fear does. And then you say, please leave me alone. And they stay. You have now become a challenge. That's what a fearful man would do. That's what an insecure man would do. That's what a man who didn't value himself would do. Somebody that doesn't value themselves, who are trying to get their sense of self-esteem from you, they need your acceptance of them to feel okay, so they try to stay there and change your mind until you like them. The guy that has a healthy self-image, the minute you say go away, he will go away because he wants to be with a woman who wants to be with him. See the difference? So if I'm in a fearful state of mind, then I have to stop attacking the loving, kind people in my life who do see my value. And even though they're saying stuff that I don't believe about myself, so I'm suspicious, I'll be sane enough to go, even if they're lying, I still need to hear this. I don't trust you, but keep on telling me I'm cool. Because I need to have that thought reinforced. So I'm not going to attack you for being loving with me, but I am going to tell you I'm afraid. But I'm not going to try to stop you from being supportive, because I want to go from the fearful part of my mind to the loving part of my mind. And the Course says the Holy Spirit is the bridge between those two parts. So that is what? That's the part of you that knows you are afraid, but also knows you deserve to be loved. That's a person who knows you are afraid and knows you deserve to be loved. So the Holy Spirit can be physical and it can be mental. There can be people that represent that part of you. I know you're afraid. I don't want you to be afraid. So I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm going to honor your boundaries. I'm going to honor what I hear you saying, even if I personally have another preference about what I think I'd like to happen. Because there's nothing more important than trust. And it's out of trust and safety that all the fun happens. You have the most fun with people who are not afraid of you. You don't know what they're going to do next. They feel so safe, they'll show you stuff they never showed anybody. And they'll say that, I feel so safe with you. You know, I'm going to let you see me do something I never let anybody see me do. Because I feel safe with you. So safety is the key to fun. Somebody feeling safe with you is the key. So if a person is afraid, you back off. Don't try to convince them. Isn't that opposite to the way we've been programmed? Mm-hmm. So I'm choosing the feelings I experience. Any thoughts about that before I do another line? I'm doing a little line of truth. I know. Now those who are frightened by that thought, they just go away. And then those who saw it in a spirit of humor, they stay. So what happens in my life? What? Those who are afraid do what? Me. And they feel good because they feel safe. Those who appreciate me for who I am stay. So what kind of reality am I ending up with? a reality of people who accept me.
Yeah.
But you're not going to see those people until you are authentically yourself so that they can make an informed decision about whether or not to call the police. Most people hide who they are, and then they say they're going to reveal it later. The truth is, reveal who you are as fast as you can to weed out the ones who couldn't accept you. You know, but Madonna was great for that to me in the 90s. That's why she was one of my great spiritual teachers, because I was watching the extreme reactions that she would generate. It would be people that just, Madonna! And then, you know, so that's certainly they weren't going to her concert. You know, but then there were people going, whoa, I really like her! Like me. And when all of us got together, it was a party. Why? Because she didn't mind standing out for who she was, whether people liked it or not. That was your issue. But this is who I am. I always admire people like that. The shades of gray, not kind of being willing to reveal themselves and scared to stand up for what those kind of people to me are like, ugh. They're the parts of me that's a call for love. That's me. There's a part of me that's wishy-washy, that doesn't stand for what it wants to stand for. But those parts of me that stand up and say, look, you can like me, you cannot like me, but here I am. See, that's where I am. This is Earl. This is me. This is me. You can like it or not like it, but this is me. Whew. That's what you do. Go home. This is me. Love it or not love it, but this is me. But every time you try to change for somebody, you're saying, something's wrong with me. 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 So I'm going to change for you because something's wrong with me. Thank you for letting me know what's wrong with me. Thank you for letting me know something's wrong with me. I want you to change. I want you to do it different, Earl. If you would just stop dancing on tables at parties, I really would love you. Something's wrong with you. Oh, okay. I promise. I won't dance on no more because I don't want to upset you. So I'm not going to dance on tables anymore. Something's wrong with me. Or it works the other way. You've had this experience, I'm sure. I love you for dancing on the table. That's what attracted me to you, that you dance on the table. But now that I have you, no more dancing on tables. Anybody recognize that one? The thing that attracted them to you is the first thing they try to snuff out because they don't want nobody else attracted to you.
Right.
That's fear, not love. Love goes, I just bought you a table. Not only do I want you to dance on the table, I just ordered a table. And I invited some friends over to watch you dance. That's what love says. Fear says, don't you dare get on the table. See the difference? I choose the feelings I experience. You're choosing the feelings because you liked it in one time. But it's the same act. It's dancing. This time you're upset about it. You chose the feelings you experienced, and you were responsible for what you were seeing. Mm-hmm. Next line, I decide upon the goal I will achieve. I'm the one that decides on what I'm going to achieve in every situation I go in. When you walk in this room, you had a goal. When you see another person in this room you're attracted to, you have a goal. Somebody said, well, ask you for your phone number, so they want to go out with you. Say, what for? Going to freak them out. Because you just want to know, what is it you want to do with me? They know. But if it's not something they want to admit to, they go, Because they know why they walked up. They know why they asked for your phone number. They know. What for? You want to be with me? Why? I decide upon the goal I want to achieve. And the course is saying the goal you should want to achieve is the reawakening to who you really are. That should be the goal you want to achieve. It's love. Then it goes on next and says, and this is the deep one, everything that seems to happen to me I ask for, and that's the one that uses to people screaming out the door. Everything that seems to happen to me I ask for. Okay, here it goes. Everything that seems to happen to me, love or fear, peace or conflict, I ask for. Now, here's how that works. No matter what I go through, I'm the one that's determining my experience of it. Is that right?
Yeah.
So whatever seems to happen to me, I'm asking for and determining the way I see it and the way I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that seems to happen to me, I do ask for it, because I'm the one that's determining how I feel about it. I could look at what happened to me as a blessing when I got laid off, or I could look at it as a curse. I'm the one that's asking for the way that I see things. Whatever is going on, I'm the one that's asking to see it that way, willing to see it that way. And it says, then I receive it, just as I've asked for it. If I'm asking for pain and conflict and fear, and I'm asking to be misperceived because of the way I see things and the way I relate to things, then I'm going to receive it. Just like you said earlier, when you said, when you give up the smile, then the other person might smile back. So I'm receiving as I have asked. So if I want to empower myself, then I'm going to claim responsibility for whatever I seem to experience and not see myself as a victim of my own feelings, my own emotions, my own goals, and the way that I see things. And then I will not be deceiving myself any longer. So it's deception that causes pain. And when you fool yourself, the Course says, that's when you get hurt. So people who are hurting are people who are deceiving themselves about what's causing their feelings about what's happening in their lives. That's a self-deception. Your boss and no external situation, no relationship is causing your pain. When you tell yourself that, you're deceiving yourself. If you say, for some reason I'm choosing to have this kind of experience and to feel these kind of feelings, and it looks like I'm making decisions to be upset and unhappy that they're so fast that I don't even remember making them, and now I need help in learning how to undo this perception. That's what you do. You own it. You go, I must be the one determining. I'm the one who's seeing this the way that I'm seeing it. I'm the one who's making myself feel the way that I'm feeling about this, and I want another way to look at it. I'm no longer going to deceive myself into thinking that everybody around me is making me feel what I'm feeling. That's when your power returns. That's when vision will come back. That's when happiness will come back. And that's when the release from pain will happen. Thank you for listening to this much. To be God, you incredible beings. Woo! Can you acknowledge these other cool people in the room, please? Yeah. Woo! So you should write that on an index card.
Yes.
Put it somewhere up on the mirror, somewhere where you can see it. And you say, I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. So I'm going to do the love offering. Thank you. I'm a full-time teacher of the Course. This is what I do in the world. So I especially thank you for your generosity and seeing value in what I do. And we're going to do a little thing at the end to drive this home, okay? Because chanting and affirming drives it home. So thank you for sharing. I'm going to pass the love offering around. My next class is at 1 o'clock. That's fine. Some of us are doing fine. And that's good to hear. Now, you're doing fine, brother. Come in, not again for doing fine in this relationship. And we don't have the slightest bit of envy or jealousy about that whatsoever. Is that right? That we're just totally thrilled. We're thrilled for him. We're so glad. We're so glad. Let me find something here that I think would be good for this. I'm responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve, and everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. I'm responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings that I experience, right? I choose the feelings I experience. So even if you have a feeling that's not really, really comfortable for you, it doesn't mean you have to necessarily like it. It doesn't mean it has to necessarily feel really good to you. But just go, I'm the one that's choosing to have this feeling right now. I'm deciding to have this feeling right now. I want to see it another way.
I'm willing to see it another way. I've got to see it another way. I don't want to go to jail.
No.
Before you leave. So it's a crew of people here.